Listen to part of a discussion in a business correspondence class.
We've been concentrating on formal letters in business communications. But today I'd like to talk about some issues in using email. Actually, we'll be looking at this topic for the next couple of class sessions, as it's likely much of your written communication in business will be done with email. And the etiquette of using email is extremely important in the business world. So, okay, there are two types of emails that you'll be using in business. Internal, those sent within the office, and the external, customers, suppliers, agencies. Now, we discussed the paper letter and how it could get separated from its envelope. So it's essential for a paper letter to have all the receiver-sender information in the letter itself. Now, most email programs include the receiver-sender information, so the message can't get separated from this information. But there are a few options that some people are not aware of. And unfortunately, not all programs have all these options. Okay, let's say there are 30 people in the office where you work, and you want to tell them about a change in policy. How do you set up your email? I mean, who do you send this message to? What do you put into the box?
Well, I'd put the names into the to box. You know, the box where I put the names of the people who will get the message.
Okay. So you would type all 30 names into the receiver box?
Well, probably not type. I might make a mistake. I'd copy them in, or use the reply to all icon from another email. And of course, I'd change the message and the subject.
Okay. That is one way. Yes?
Yeah, I have to do a lot of, official emails, and I get really annoyed when people send me a message with lots of names in it. Sometimes I print out the message, and I get, 3 pages of people's addresses for half a page of message.
So what do you suggest?
Well, I usually set up my address book so that I can put all the names of people into one group. And then when I want to send them all a message, I just put the name of the group into the receiver box. And then everyone gets the message. That way, if they print it out, then only the name of the group is on the page.
Yeah, I don't like that because, what annoys me is I need someone's address, right? So I go to a message to get it, and it isn't there because just the group name is there. Or I want to see if everyone is on the list and that no one has been left out.
Okay. So we have two differing opinions on what to put into the receiver box for mail within a company. We'll come back to this point in a moment. Now, let's change the audience. Suppose the message is that you'll be moving to a new office, and you want to tell all your customers the new location.
Well, that's different then, because you can't put all the customers' names and addresses into the receiver box. I mean, that's private information, isn't it? So you got to use a group name.
No, I don't agree. I mean, I do agree that it's important to have customer anonymity, but if you put a group name, then it isn't personalized. I really think the customer wants to be addressed by their name, not something like customer group. Using a name is saying you are an important individual instead of you're just a name on this list.
So what would you do? You don't want to put their names in a list for all to see, and you don't want to address them impersonally.
Well, I guess I would write to them individually so that I could keep... maintain privacy and still be sort of personal.
That sounds like a lengthy process, especially if your customers are in the thousands. A lot of work. Any other suggestions? No one? Okay. Remember when we were discussing the formal business letter? We talked about a blind copy? Remember how you use a blind copy when you don't want the receiver to know who else is receiving copies? Most email systems have a blind copy function, but it doesn't usually appear automatically. You have to change your settings for it to show up on your screen. I send myself the message and put everyone's address, including my own, as a check into the blind copy box. Every individual receives the message addressed as if he or she was the only recipient of the message.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 12. What is the discussion mainly about? 13. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Okay. So we have two differing opinions on what to put into the receiver box for mail within a company. We'll come back to this point in a moment. Now, let's change the audience.
Why does the professor say this?
We'll come back to this point in a moment. Now, let's change the audience.
What can be inferred about the students? Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
That sounds like a lengthy process, especially if your customers are in the thousands. A lot of work. Any other suggestions? No one? Okay. Remember when we were discussing the formal business letter? We talked about a blind copy?
Why does the professor ask this? According to the discussion, which way both protects customer identity and promotes customer personalization? Which of the following are valid points about messages sent to a group address instead of individual addresses?